kina we're going to do is kina yud, the next kina. Chavtzelas hasharon. This is the kina about the mishmaros kahuna. Now, the kohanim obviously were the ones who served in the Beis HaMikdash. They were the representatives of Klal Yisrael when it came to the avoda. But it was more than that. They were also supposed to serve as role models for the Jewish people. They were supposed to be spiritual role models. People whose lives were dedicated to Avodas HaKodesh. And when it wasn't their turn doing the Avoda, it was dedicated to Talmud Torah, to Kedusha, to Mitzvos. It's so important for us to have spiritual role models. I was talking to someone recently about how, for lack of a better term, the centrist Orthodox community suffers from a lack of, I wouldn't say a lack of role models, but a lack of willingness to recognize our role models. You know, in certain Hasidic circles, certainly, there's no doubt who they admire and who they look up to as a spiritual leader and role model. In Haredi communities, in Eretz Yisrael, whichever Gedolim it is that they turn to, Das Torah. So we're sort of stuck because, you know, we may not buy into the idea of Das Torah determining which stock to buy or what type of baby seat to buy for my child. So we're not just completely whatever the Talmud Chacham says. But sometimes we don't know how to handle that. So we assume that that means that that everybody's equal. And that my opinion about everything is the same as the opinion of people whose lives are dedicated to Torah and mitzvos and harbatzas haTorah and Klal Yisrael. And it's really at our own peril because we really, really need it. When one does not have direction and when it's just whatever feels right and whatever seems right in my mind, things can get out of control pretty quickly. We can lose our sense of where we belong. We can lose our sense of what's right and what's wrong in our Avodas Hashem. It's very important that we have people that we look up to. You know, just because we don't have a Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah in the centrist Orthodox community, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't have Gedolei Torah, who we view as Gedolei Torah, as Gedolim, who we revere and we admire. And sometimes, you know, best case scenario, people have a relationship with their own Rebbeim or their own Shul Rabbi or and they therefore work with the assumption that that person has the same say in the matters of Klal Yisrael that Gedolei Torah had. That's really wrong. We need to have Gedolei Torah. We need to look to Gedolei Torah. And we shouldn't feel threatened by people who are dedicated to Ruchnius. Make us feel bad or guilty that we're not on their Madrega. We should feel that we're fortunate to have such people. Remember one of my Rebbeim explaining what it was like to sit by Rav Moshe He said, you just felt so tiny next to a person who knew all of Shas and Shulchan Aruch Baal Peh with Nosei Kelim, everything. You felt so tiny. But then he added, but it's the best kind of tiny. It's such a good feeling. There's a comfort in knowing that there are people who are like that. Our community needs to do a better job of raising those people up, not making them our punching bags, and the topics of conversations of everything that's wrong. The inspiration is there, we just have to take it. That's what the Mishmaros Kahuna represented to a large degree. They represented people who lived on a different spiritual plane than us, and we were okay with that. Not just okay with that, we got so much chizuk from that. So the Gemara says that when they initially set up Melamdei Tinokos, it was only in Yerushalayim, because they thought that's where people can really strive and steig and grow in their learning. When they're seeing Kohanim Bavodasam, you see that, you see how they're so growth-oriented and they're so connected to the Ribbono Shalom, and it makes you feel good to see people like that. It shouldn't make us feel small in a bad way. It should make us feel small in a good way and comforted that there are people like that. But in this kino, we also mention names of the Mishmaros, and some of the names are not the names that are mentioned in the Navi of the different Mishmaros of Kahuna. And the reason for that is that some of these Mishmaros didn't behave properly and they were punished as a result of that. And the one example that we always point out, because it's the example that we've heard so many times, anytime you ever hear someone make a siyuma, Masechah Sukkah, you hear this example of the Mishmar of Miriam Bas Bilga. The Mishmar of Bilga suffered some terrible humiliation. They had to eat kachim in a less dignified area. They had the convenience of the rings to hold the animals down during the Shechita was taken away from them. Because of Miriam Bas Bilga, one little girl in their Mishmar, who took her shoe and hit the Mizbeach and screamed, "Ad Masayat Mechalam Amonim Shel Yisrael, you Mizbeach, all you do is you take away the money of the Jewish people. You're a big money pit, and everyone doesn't have what to eat just because everyone's just throwing money at you. You cost too much. And where are you now? You're not helping the Jewish people. What are you doing?" And it's not such a big stretch to see the parallel to our generation of those who want to take the shoe and whack that which is sustaining the Jewish people, keeping us alive, keeping our Torah alive, keeping our Mesorah alive, and we're screaming at it, "You're a money pit, you just take our money." Can a conversation about a yeshiva last for more than 3 minutes without a discussion about how much money it costs? Can we ever focus on how much Torah it's teaching our children, on the Ruach HaTorah that it's imbuing in our children, and how fortunate we are to have so many amazing yeshivas? Of course it's a problem. Of course the cost is overwhelming. But it's also really worth it. And it's very backwards to be screaming at that which provides and sustains life, Jewish life. Because it's the Torah, and specifically the Hevel Tinoka Shel Beis Rabban, that keeps the Jewish people alive and keeps any hope of Geula alive. We can't just be yelling at it and smacking it and saying, "Ad Masayat Mechalam Amonim Shel Yisrael." We have to be the good Mishmaros. And we not only have to speak positively about our institutions that sustain us as a community, we have to speak positively about our role models. Because if our kids are going to admire, everyone needs role models. and if our kids are going to admire their role models, then they need to be able to speak positively about them. And I realize that I have a bias in this conversation, because obviously any Rebbe or Rabbi is fodder for a Shabbos table conversation. But I would like to believe that even if I wasn't a Rabbi, I would think this is true and this is of great value. That children sitting around on a Shabbos afternoon shouldn't be talking about, is this Rebbe good, is this Rebbe bad? That's not the kind of conversation that we should allow in our homes. They shouldn't be talking about, is this anybody good, is this anybody bad? But certainly those that we expect them to look at as role models, those that represent on a certain level ruchnius to them. The loss of role models is something that we sit here on Tisha B'Av on the floor and say a kina about. The loss of people to look to for spiritual growth and for spiritual inspiration. And it's one thing to have them taken away from us, it's another thing for us to take them away from ourselves. You know, we've suffered losses of great people. But we shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that when a great person is gone, that means all great people are gone. And people do this. You know, when I was talking to a friend who was told me about a conversation that he had, where he was saying how the modern Orthodox community needs to work on admiring our Gedolim a little bit more. And the person said, these aren't Gedolim. And he said, okay, who is a Gadol? And the person said, who is a Gadol? I'll tell you who's a Gadol. He named the name of someone who's already deceased. He said, that's very sad. If your only Gadol, the only person you could look up to, is no longer alive, what are you going to do? You're an orphan then. We need to be able to see good in people, to seek inspiration from people who can inspire us, and not to do to ourselves what our enemies did to us by taking away the Mishmaros Kohuna.